producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Skip bayonets.
Fix bayonets. We are now.
All right, we'll skip this intro. I want to go back to your calls. That guy was a troll earlier, I guarantee you, and he hung up. He gave up. Maybe he was real. I mean, I've run into simpering people like him, but usually they can't talk. The people that signed the petitions, you know, to put all gun owners in forced labor camps, they're like, yeah, they are troublemakers. I feel kind of powerful talking about slave camps. I'm so liberal. Let's go to Bill in Illinois. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, that last caller, why does he call in and listen to your show if he doesn't like what you do or talk about?
Because he is a simpering maggot.
Well, I just wanted to give you a call. I was watching Fox News the other night. I watched that to remind me how bad that news actually is. Bill O'Reilly, believe it or not. And he actually had Jesse Ventura on there. He was on there with the interview with Alan Colmes on the radio the other day.
Oh, good.
And why do they demonize him so bad? I just don't get it. I mean, he makes more sense than you do than any of these idiots on Fox. O'Reilly.
Well, they hate Ventura because he wouldn't be for the war. They had to pay out a $6 million contract, or was it $9 million at MSNBC? And I don't agree with all of Ventura's politics, but he's the real deal. I mean, he's a real guy. He's just a blue-collar guy, you know, with war hero parents. I think his dad had like 6 or 7 Bronze Stars in the Battle of the Bulge. But all that's a side issue. The point is, just a good blue-collar, you know, family from Minnesota, and they know he's got grassroots appeal, so they've been busy destroying him because they're scared of a third-party run. I mean, it's on record. The CIA visited him his first day as governor and basically tried to intimidate him. So they know that they don't control Ventura, so they don't like him. They're assassinating him. They're assassinating his character.
Mm-hmm. And I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. You know, we're talking 20 years ago. He was pretty good back then, but he's gone now. He's so pro-Bush, pro-Republican. I can't listen to the guy anymore, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he'll admit Boehner and them have sold out and are trying to open the borders and all the rest of it. But he doesn't. I mean, he is completely deaf. He has a artificial ear. He doesn't sound like he used to. I don't want to sit there and attack the guy, but it's not the Rush Limbaugh that I heard 20 years ago.
I agree. You've done for globalists what he did for liberals back then. So.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I'm up against Limbaugh, not by choice. It was Ted Anderson and a guy named Michael Trudeau, the program director at the network. I was on at night, loved it. Great callers during the day, but statistically you just get more folks home that are drunk, you know, that call in, so you get some bad callers. But we have some good ones mixed in. But I like doing a nighttime show. I'm really awake then. I'm not really a morning guy. I mean, I get up in the morning. I feel pretty good, but not compared to nighttime. I'm a nighttime guy. I don't stay up real late, but I just, you know, think my best from about 5 to 10 at night. And they said, no, you're going up against Limbaugh because nobody else will. We can get you affiliates. And they were actually right. It actually worked. And in more than 10 cities over the years, we've gotten better ratings than him on small stations. That's unheard of. Their answer is they always just get bought out and they put sports on or other talk radio. So it isn't just it's like I'm a race car driver that with a race car that isn't half as good has beaten the champions. And then what you get is a boycott campaign in the city to shut you off. You get their attention. Oh, Alex Jones is number one in Orlando. Alex Jones is number one in Rochester. Alex Jones is number one in this Southern California town. Alex Jones is number one in, you know, this area. And just like clockwork, I'm taking off the air. So that's what you get when you're number one. And no doubt, you line me up, fair shake, up against any of these people, I would destroy them in the ratings. It's just the fact, because I'm real. It's I'm not saying I'm that good of a talk show. It's just compared to these people, I'm great, because people want to hear hardcore news. I appreciate your call. And it just shows how they try to suppress liberty. It's not that I'm popular. It's that freedom's popular. They just never let it get on the market. They try to suppress it so people don't know what's out there and what's available. But if you could ever get freedom in front of people, they'll choose it. They've just been like mushrooms in the dark getting fed poop for so long by Brian Williams, who vomits it out like the mama owl to the babies. You know, Brian Williams pooping out his mouth to little babies out there, little baby viewers, that they don't know. They just think you live in the dark and are fed piles of horse manure out of the horse manure, horse butt, that is the mouth of Brian Williams and Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry to be gross, but I mean, that's who these people are.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as I was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Stan Deo, engineer, scientist, earthquake forecaster, always informative, had been on with us in about a year. He's going to be joining us. He predicted that we start seeing earthquakes all over the United States, and he has a forecasting system he uses that he even gets hired by governments, state governments, other governments, our government, to forecast for them. He's going to be joining us to give us his earthquake forecast in the next hour and talk about what's happening out at Yellowstone and other issues. And is there a secret order out by Obama gagging major government-connected seismologists and others to cover up what's happening at the super volcano that we know has erupted in the scheme of time on pretty much a routine basis, covering much of North America in molten ash, making what happened at Pompeii look like a cakewalk, and, of course, Italy. Where to begin? Bombshell after bombshell. Tom Brokaw, who has been engaged in plenty of war propaganda, lying, and disinformation in his own right, so that's the pot calling the kettle black, has come out and said that drop Brian Williams. So the fellow NBC anchor says get rid of Brian Williams. Boy, shouldn't be throwing rocks in glass houses. But I agree. I said he should be fired. But that sets a precedent, though, that all you other liars, oh, it's okay to lie about WMDs like Tom Brokaw did. It's okay to knowingly hype stuff up. It's okay to push anti-gun agendas and try to disarm people. It's okay to lie about vaccines being safe and effective. Just don't make yourself a hero. Just don't get caught saying that you were in a helicopter that was shot down when none of the helicopters were shot down, when you basically flew over another helicopter an hour and a half later or so that had been shot down. So don't get caught, I guess. Well, Hillary Clinton got caught by CBS News, who was with her, saying that they'd gotten shot at in the air and on the ground in Bosnia, and it was totally fake. So should Hillary Clinton then have to resign from public life? Absolutely she should. In fact, CBS News, Cheryl Atkinson says, Brian Williams, not alone. Hillary Clinton lied about being shot at in Bosnia. So this is really starting to come out. This is really starting to come out. But I think it's lesser to lie about being heroic like he's done. That's kind of a glorified fish story. I think it's stolen glory and is distasteful and disgusting and a bad repute, as they would say. But lying to people like Rachel Maddow and Bill O'Reilly and these other hosts saying vaccines are totally safe, totally effective, it's the law, take them, you won't get sick if you take the flu shot or you take the measles shot, all total lies. The flu shot insert says it can give you the flu. The measles shot says it can give you the measles. I mean, we've shown those on air from the Merck insert. It's fact. And then she got up there and said, I'm having one of those mental blocks. Who's the Fox News? Megyn Kelly. Yeah, Megyn Kelly. And I'd love to like Megyn Kelly. But she's the one I've got a clip of saying too many kids is what's making the planet worse. We should have a law against having more kids. And I've got that clip in my film Endgame. Well, now she's out saying that, oh, it was all discredited that vaccines were ever linked to autism. No, the media 6 years ago ran a national, international hoax with Dr. Wakefield, who's on next week in studio. He lives in Austin, formerly of England. He's got his medical license here in the States. He had his medical license removed by a kangaroo board with this report put out by a journalist in a medical journal claiming he'd been discredited, claiming he'd recanted. Well, Dr. Wakefield filed suit last year. He announced it on this show in the studio. Well, now it's being reported by British newspapers, and there it is on screen for TV viewers. British court throws out conviction of autism vaccine MD. Andrew Wakefield's co-author completely exonerated. And now it's going to be Wakefield, and Wakefield's lawsuit has passed some hurdles and is going forward against the so-called journalist, who's connected to Big Pharma, of course, in the revolving door. So folks are suing. People are going after medical boards. They're getting their licenses back. It's on. It's on. Because Wakefield has two secret studies that have been declassified in the last 3 years that the British government did decades before, finding exactly what he found. Exactly what he found. I'm going to say it again. Exactly what he found. That the vaccines are messing up the intestinal flora of children, creating toxins, and basically your children are drunk all the time. They're autistic. That's a simplified way of saying it. There's a toxic response. The gut is connected to the brain. And they've got treatments if they're done early, but no one will tell these parents. The parents keep wondering, why do they have such bowel problems suddenly and they can't talk? And the medical doctors are like, no connection, because they just want to say, oh, it's genetic. That's why they've gone from 1 in 25,000 having autism in the 50s to now 1 in 40-something. Just 5 years ago, it was 1 in 150-something. Then it was 1 in 68. Now down to, you know, 1 in 50-something, 1 in 40-something, depending on what region you're in. In South Korea, it's 1 in 30-something. Look it up. And, of course, they're the more heavily vaccinated than us. And it'll be 1 out of 2. And it'll be, we can't take care of all these people. Euthanize them. That's the next plan. Watch it happen. Watch it. At current rates, within 10 years, 1 out of 10 is going to have autism. You ready for that? Then it's going to be 1 out of 3. And then 50-50, baby. You going to stop it? Or are you going to let a bunch of media whores like Brian Williams sit up there and lie all of us into hell because they've been bought off by special interests and will use their good looks, their well-spoken repertoire off a teleprompter to lie to everyone convincingly? The good-looking, square-jawed alpha male with the twinkly blue eyes and the perfect tie, the $1,000 tie, the $10,000 suit, sitting up there. Practiced deceivers. I mean, Tom Brokaw, in my view, is worse, a more evil propagandist than Brian Williams. And he says, throw him under the bus. Yeah, I got to tell you, if I was one of these liars up at that level, I wouldn't throw my colleague under the bus. But see, there's no honor among this scum. There's no honor among thieves. They don't even have the honor to stick up for each other. I mean, they are the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. And they are lying to you on every front and getting caught. With a straight face. I'm not coming after your guns, not your rifle, not your shotgun, not your handgun. That was a quote by Obama and Biden that they gave hundreds of times in speeches. And they immediately came after our guns. You can keep your doctor. It's going to cut it to the price of a phone or cable bill. Guaranteed. Don't listen to these liars that quite frankly are racist. You notice the healthcare prices are exploding. I mean, they are a pack of scum. The president's become a dictator, dissolving the border, shutting off our power plants. I mean, we are in a red level emergency. If we were a ship, you'd hear, that means wake up, everybody, all hands on deck. We may have to go to the lifeboats. I mean, this country, this world is going, alert, alert. This is for real, people. We're going into tyranny. Now, before I get into other issues, you've probably heard me say this. Let's not exaggerate. Since I saw TSA founded 14 years ago, and about a year into it, when they were founding Homeland Security, I told you this. I watched a two-hour C-SPAN report. I even played clips on air. Back in the old days, I would record on VHS, bring it into the office. We only had a few crew members. We'd grab clips right off of it and play it on air. We would just queue up the VHS in the control room, and they would just play audio clips off of it. That's how we did stuff. We had computers we could put it on, but it would take too long to dump it and then snip it and wait for the audio to render, so we would just play it off VHS. I played this. Somebody can go into the archives from 2002 when they were having cabinet meetings about congressionally creating a new agency to take over all the other agencies that was going to be Homeland Security. And in that two-hour meeting with Governor Ridge, the first head of Homeland Security, before it was even a cabinet position, before Congress had made it one, I watched it with horror where they said to buy and sell, you'll have to have a TSA card, approved ID card. They will be on the streets. They will be everywhere. You will not buy or sell. You will, without their authorization, you'll have internal checkpoints, total federalization of all police under TSA because you create a whole new body. Well, there's a new bill that's getting major sponsorship to give them Homeland Security, period, without a law enforcement degree. Law enforcement powers, and the power to tax everyone's paycheck to fund it. And here's the headline, Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com, linking directly to H.R. 719. And an economist, top economist warning, new bill turns TSA into tax police. Yeah, remember when the TSA, outside of law, stopped letting people fly out of the country? If the IRS in a database said, don't let them leave, no judge, no jury, no indictment, no bond, no lawful, just you can't leave, we said so. They are the internal Gestapo. Legislation would create Berlin Wall around all Americans, close. And look, it's just happening is the point. I saw them say it. Do you understand? This is not a drill. It's not a game. I'm not sensational. Reality is sensational. We are being taken over by criminals.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's tank cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yours truly, Alex Jones. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday edition. 4 to 6 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show to find all the free podcasts, Droid and iPhone apps, and more. just read the actual headlines instead of just going into each article. It's just so amazing when you study totalitarian countries, when you study the Soviet system, the Nazi system, other fascist and totalitarian systems, to know this is classical, premeditated, by the book, hardcore, super scary takeover being done over a long period of time so that we don't wake up and resist it politically. But you then finally get to a flashpoint where all the incrementalism goes over the edge and the tipping point. The president is now an elected dictator. Then the Congress is rubber stamping it because they've gotten with the program. That's why the Republican leadership is saying, yeah, we're going to legalize the entire world to come here and give them free welfare. Game over. I mean, it's the plan. Kill the country. World government. It's here. Unelected world government looting you and rationalizing it, because saying humans are bad, we're going to get rid of everybody. There's a new Nature Doesn't Need People ad that CNN's running. And this isn't about getting back in harmony with the earth. This is just about the elite saying, we're the guardians of the earth, and we're going to kill your butt. But first, we're going to suck everything out of you, make you poor, so you're at a subsistence level, so you're easy to roll. This is scientific. I've got their textbooks. I've made films on it. I'm right, period. There is no discussion for you people out there that are in denial. Do you understand? You're living in a science fiction movie. I'm living in it. And the denial has to stop. Period. With my two eyeballs, I watched 2 hours of them talking about how you will have a government TSA-enforced ID to work and to buy food. Period. To travel. To live. Do you know how hardcore that is? And now, headline, Florida man blocked from getting motorcycle by TSA. All the cars now have tracker boxes that can remote control your vehicle in them. And they're about to start taxing. Europe's already started. Do you understand? It's happening. Red level, take over. They're announcing your television is watching you. Literally. And no one cares. Or no one knows how to respond. It's just so, what you mean? We knew from whistleblowers like Colonel Schaefer, and I've had him on like 3 or 4 times. He was in the Toronto Star. What's the head of the Visa? It'll be like head of Saudi Arabia Visa Bureau, Springman blows whistle, something like that. Just Springman, 9/11 whistleblower. Type that in. I need his first name. I want to get him back on. Because like a week ago, Nico comes in and goes, hey, you want Springman on? What's his first name? And I said, 9/11 whistleblower Springman. I forget his name. Head of the Visa program. He came on the show. Just Google it right now. Michael Springman. Yeah. I've had them all on. Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. I told you 14 years ago. I told you they blew up the Navy SEALs. I've talked to their families and the Navy SEALs before they went public. I told you the day after they blew them up. What, do you think I just made it up that I met with these people? You think I like being followed around by black sedans? You think I like private investigators and George Soros people crawling all over me? You think I like the White House run Media Matters writing pieces on us every day? You know why they do? Because I'm on their ass. I know who they are. Criminal, murderer, scum. And I'm pissed. I know what I'm talking about. And because I'm nobody, people. I'm just normal. I'm normal. I know what internal police are. I know what North Korea is. I know what the TSA is meant to be. Because they told me what they were going to do. They told me in the books they wrote how they jack our water to brain damage us. Eco-science. All right, I've got to settle down or I'm going to have to have David Knight come in here. I'm serious. But see, this is a normal response to being gang raped by criminals. I mean, I'm not just going to lay here while they put cancer viruses in everybody's vaccines and start murdering everybody. I'm sick of it. I mean, what's wrong with you people? 1 in 25,000 had autism. Now it's below 1 in 50. I can't go out to the grocery store and walk down the street without seeing one of these kids they've soft killed. See, because you don't want to kill an enemy. You want to wound them really bad to make the enemy take care of them to weigh them down. You want to shut their energy systems off. You want to break up their families. You see what we're talking. I mean, it's like the elite or space aliens or something with a master plan. It's so evil. It's so sadistic. No, it's the devil. I mean, that's it. This galactic force of destruction that's animating people to do this. And see, I bet even the Christians are saying, no, that's not it. Because the truth is, you don't believe in it. And that's why you're blind to it. Deep down, you don't really believe in the devil. And so he's got you. He's got his teeth into you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
To us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I'm watching a super class of predators suck humanity dry, dumb us down and prepare us for the final feast. I don't like it. Never liked bullies, never will. And I'm here to just rally people. I believe in you. I believe not just in our great listeners who are obviously already awake and know what's going on, but to new listeners and to people that our listeners reach out to. I believe that you need to know what's going on in the world. and that God is warning you through 1,000 different messages out there every day that we're in crisis. We've been robbed. Our free society's been taken over. We're being turned into an engine of global domination as a military force. They are converting our industrial economy not to a service economy, but to a prison industrial complex surveillance grid spy economy. We are converting to a 1984 scenario. Integrated with a THX-1138 Brave New World system. And Huxley, before he died in 1962, gave a speech at Berkeley. We played. His brother, of course, headed up UNESCO and the UN program to standardize planetary operations. And he said, this is the real plan. That's how I wrote Brave New World in 1932. And he said, by the next century, we intend to realize our program. There's the CNN headline. Police radar could detect texting while driving. You scroll down and see through walls. See, 2 weeks ago they come out and show a 20-year-old thing that barely shows what's happening in your house. Now it's, oh, look, we have others that it's totally crisp. All it is a portable Xbox projector. Xbox looks through your walls. Xbox Connect. It's the same crap. Sonar. With a chip so sensitive it gives them a crisp image. You can tune it through how many walls you want. You can tune it right through somebody's clothing. You can then change the functions and add color to it. And it's inexpensive units. They're now rolling out nationwide. Just like last year, about 6 months ago, the feds got caught. We caught them years ago. We did break it. I'm just telling you, we know what we're talking about. On record, we broke it. But Homeland Security, we go, oh, we don't know what these are. Hackers must have put up fake cell towers. Oh, yeah, right. You know, huge ones all over the country. And the FBI came out and said, those aren't ours. And then a month later, it came out in court. It was all theirs. I remember reading in MIT publications 15, 16, 17 years ago. This was about 97. That they were reading our license plates nationwide, putting it in a database. Here it is in The Guardian. Come out in federal court here, same thing in Europe. DEA using license plate readers to take photos of U.S. drivers, documents reveal. Over 200 million Americans are tracked everywhere they go and everything you do, and it's all recorded in a permanent database to stop the drugs being shipped in. Give me a break. They bring the drugs in, and the DEA is there to make sure that no cowboys cut into the market. Period. Period. It was the Roosevelts at the end of Prohibition. The Roosevelt family were the public family with the opium monopoly through the Russell Trust. Since 1740 or so, they had the monopoly out of British East India to bring into Boston and New York the opium that was sold at apothecaries, drugstores everywhere. Cough syrup was opium-based. Laudanum. And there was their monopoly was broken by trust-busting laws, so they just made it illegal and kept shipping it right in. Right into New York and Boston, right in front of everybody. But now you didn't buy it for 15 cents at the corner store. You paid $10 for it. And now you pay $100 or $200 for it. That's how you run a black op. And the public absolutely loves it. They love getting thrown in prison for being dumb enough to use opiates, either prescription or illegal. That's how you run an operation on the slaves. And the slaves love it. They love it. Here's the article. Economist's new bill turns TSA into tax police. Legislation would create Berlin Wall around all Americans. They're already doing it, but now they just want to codify it. Like they already have FEMA camps, but then they introduced the bill, Emergency Centers Establishment Act, to give, you know, billions of dollars a year to it and make it congressionally recognized. Kind of like they've been spying with the NSA illegally for decades. They get caught, then they try to pass laws to reform it that then legalize it. Sorry, you can't legalize murder even if you say it's legal. I guess you did with killing babies, so I'm wrong. Economist Martin Armstrong warns that a new bill which directs the TSA to apprehend and investigate anyone, quote, suspected of committing a crime, would turn the federal agency into a new branch of the IRS. Well, that's the plan, yeah. Told you. In fact, they work for the IRS, and the IRS is going to enforce Obamacare and everything else. because it works for the Federal Reserve. The TSA, Office of Inspection Accountability Act, H.R. 719, introduced on Wednesday by U.S. Representative John Katko, would require TSA criminal investigators to spend a minimum of 50% of their time investigating, apprehending, or detecting individuals suspected of committing a crime. I thought it was for terrorism and the evil Saudis, so we had to blow up Iraq. It's never for that. Man, I'm getting so angry I can hardly breathe. According to Armstrong, legislation would create a new kind of Berlin Wall around all Americans, close quote, because it would provide the federal agency with a huge remit to prevent people from traveling. Well, yeah, internal police, internal checkpoints, the cherry on top, the 180-degree conversion from liberty to all-out tyranny. Katko is a former federal prosecutor, so he knows precisely what he's doing writing a law that is so broad that anyone suspected of a crime cannot leave the country, writes Armstrong. This is any crime. And it's by the TSA and the feds. No judge, no jury, no indictment, no nothing. Keeping gold in a safe deposit box is money laundering. Current 25 years in prison under this. Yeah, notice the IRS has been taking small diners' money that they've kept, you know, in a bank and that they deposit every day, saying it's illegal to do that. It's not illegal. They just say it is. That's New York Times, by the way. The bill would now result in the arrest of anyone for any alleged crime whatsoever, and that will also apply to taxes. Well, yeah, that's what the TSA tried that 2 years ago, to say you can't leave if the IRS says so. Warns the Economist, accusing the congressman of converting the TSA into a police force less concerned about air safety and focused more on catching anyone the government can argue violates some law, federal or state. And I love how this top economist is a smart guy, but hasn't studied this like I have every day. Every waking hour, basically. I watch C-SPAN. This was the plan from the beginning. And it's not just in the airports. He's reading this bill thinking, oh, in the airports, this economist probably doesn't know they're already in every city. Mike Hansen called me from Gonzales. He's been my camera guy and did a lot of video editing for me. He helped me after Buckley helped me the first few years. Mike helped me for a long time. And so Mike's grandfather died and gave him a bunch of houses and land and hotels in Gonzales, Texas, the birthplace of Texas, by the way. That's where Come and Take It comes from. And he called me up all out of breath yesterday, and he's got audio of it and everything. I'm trying to get him in here next week. He's about 80 miles away. And he said, my gosh, I was just at city council about some zoning stuff, and they had five feds there, and they had a ceremony federalizing Gonzales, and saying they'll now run the department, and he said, you're going to run things? And they said, yes, and he put in a FOIA request, and they said it's basically classified in local government. And the police chief called Mike aside, because Mike's a big wheel in the town, and said, we can't have you doing this, Mike. And Mike said, excuse me? He goes, you understand me? You're not going to stop this. I mean, this country is just so gone, folks. This is happening everywhere. I mean, my God, we're being criminally taken over. And the DEA was there saying, you're all going to be rich. We're going to asset forfeiture seizure in your department, here in your city, and off this highway, and we're going to give 80% of the money to your local police. And that's been going on forever, but now they're publicly federalizing. And that's just a microcosm of what's happening in the macro. And the article just goes on. I mean, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm warning you. This is going on. This is happening. Where are the legislatures? Well, they're starting to move on it. But that's why Texas 3 years ago said, you know what, you keep groping all our legislators and doing this. We're going to kick the TSA out, order the state police to start arresting you when you grab genitals. It is assault. We had prosecutors on from California starting to do the same thing. And Obama said, all right, F-16s are on standby. We're going to force down any aircraft that enter Texas. We're going to have a federal blockade. That was in USA Today, like it was no big deal. The legislature says, you're not going to grab people's genitals. And the feds say, F-16s are standing by. Because the TSA is the center of their takeover. And the center of their federalization to create a whole new bureaucracy, a domestic security force, just as big, just as strong as our military, to quote Obama. And this is it. And understand, it transcends Obama. It's a larger blueprint announced within months of 9/11, but planned by the Rand Corporation and the Hart-Rudman Commission of the Council on Foreign Relations in 1999. That's in my films, Road to Tyranny and others, them saying it. I have the video, the Hart-Rubin Commission, admitting they took the RAND Corporation plan for the domestic national police force, the National Stabilization Police Force. I mean, do you understand, folks? They're doing this because they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to put a lot of people in forced labor. They're going to totally open the borders and make us a giant third world hell. I mean, it's on. Now, who are these people that are doing this? Well, here's the headline. U.S. considers declassifying report on Saudi funding of Al-Qaeda. Well, the U.S. isn't doing it. See, they're spinning it because Walter Jones is about to get enough votes, Republican North Carolina, to release this. So now the Obama administration is considering whether to declassify still secret sections of the congressional inquiry in the 9/11 attacks. And now Zacharias Moushawi has come out saying, yes, he worked for Saudi intelligence, the so-called 20th hijacker. So they're trying to discredit it, saying even that dirty terrorist says it. It isn't the dirty terrorist. It's Senator Graham, the co-head of the 9/11 commission, said the Saudis funded it and ran it, but our government stood down and let it happen. Of course they did. Of course they did. NORAD stood down. We have that from Panetta. Norman Panetta, the head of the transportation system. He was in the bunker with Cheney when the stand down was given. Cheney took NORAD shoot-down powers away 5 weeks before and gave them back a week after. And they planned to fly Flight 93, ladies and gentlemen, into the Capitol. But the Air National Guard from the Dakotas, on drill in Virginia, flew into Pennsylvania and refused orders and fired. The general refused orders. And I was told this by high-level Pentagon. I was told this by Colonel Don Grand Prix, who was a famous CIA black ops colonel. That's what they use in the CIA to be an army colonel over huge operations. And they killed him a couple weeks after he was on. He died of a heart attack 2 weeks after being on the show. And he'd been at the Pentagon. He talked to the people. And then later it came out, and it's on the air traffic tapes. They fired two AIM-9 Sidewinders into 93. There wasn't any let's roll. All that was meant to make you buy into it. The Air Force National Guard shot down 93. That's why it had debris over 8 miles and all the rest of it. They had all these fake debunking pieces. The state police saw the explosion, heard it all. I mean, you see that debris field, we know what happened. I mean, do people realize how many people come on this show, like the D.C. madam or the head of New York Emergency Management, the deputy head, Barry Jennings, and die within weeks of being on? People say, well, why are you still alive? Because I'm not the focal point of where it's coming from. I'm the focal point with the information coming out, and now it's coming out everywhere else. So it makes it more obvious if they take me out. But they still could do it. I mean, I don't take any of this for granted. They've instead tried to assassinate my name, my character, by building straw men and saying I said things I didn't say. And other dirty tricks campaigns. But realize how important this broadcast is. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a game. This is not a joke. And we need other men and women that are in media to stop being cowards. Like the CBS News reporter that exposed Fast and Furious. If we all don't start telling the truth, we're going to lose everything. You understand? It takes more courage not to fight this than to fight this. You just got to get up and do the right thing. And as more whistleblowers come out, as more people do the right thing in law enforcement, it doesn't matter, across the board, in corporate areas, this system will not be able to be converted into a tyranny. This is the key time where they're moving on every front now. And the enemy's exposed right now. They've emerged. Washington Examiner reports 64% of reporters say Fed's spying on their emails, calls, online searches. It's worse than that. They go and implant stuff on people's computers, fake search histories, you name it. You can't believe anything comes out of the feds now. They're just that corrupt, just like the prostitute media. And Brian Williams is just that corrupt. But understand, folks, those of us that said 9/11 was a stand down, an inside job, it was. Senators and congresspeople are on record, bipartisan. It's true. It came out. They couldn't hide it. The question is, how do they try to spin it now? Coming up, lawmakers to Obama, arm Ukraine. Do you understand how big a deal that is? I've got huge economy news I've got to get to. We'll cover that next. Briefly, we're having the Win the Human Race, Human Empowerment Month in February. I thought, hey, what's the pitch for a sale on super male and super female vitality? Super concentrated herbal, cold-pressed systems that are known to just turbocharge your glands, turbocharge your body naturally. I've got so much energy since I take this twice a day. It's just over the top, not just stamina, but libido, the whole nine yards. I feel like I'm 18 again. Okay, and it's the X2 Nation iodine. It's eating healthier. It's getting my guts healthy, oxy powder. It's taking the Ancient Defense Herbal Booster. I mean, all of it together. But I'm telling you, it's the key ingredient. We've got 20% off to celebrate the human spirit. They've got estrogen mimickers and all these chemicals in the food and water to try to suppress us, put us in a fog. And the average male out there by age 30 has got, in the studies I've seen, has got half the testosterone, stuff like that they're supposed to have. Because your glands are suppressed, folks. All I know is this stuff works. And it's the highest quality, and it's 20% off male and female super vitality. That's a great Valentine's gift to give your husband or wife. It's a great thing to give yourself. Just try it and know you're supporting the broadcast. I mean, you can't lose. You're supporting the broadcast, and I know you'll be a repeat customer and help fund everything once you get it. So just, yeah, I'm trying to get you to take it because you're going to be hooked, in my view. 888-253-3139 is the number, or InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139, and this will help win the human race.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify, and Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary yin chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
I'm I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion, bound a mark upon his silky eye. Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
I'm gonna chase the guy forever.
With the woman, the stallion, and the wind.
And
the sun is going to burn into a cinder. Before we ever pass this way again. What a wonderful life I've already had. And we're going to ride. We're going to ride. Whenever I hear Willie Nelson's voice, it's weird that I know him. It's weird that we're friends. It's bizarre. Not name dropping, it's just bizarre. And long after he's gone and I'm gone, still in the Zen sense, I was alive, he was alive, we experienced this world together. Just as we experience it with all of you. We are all bound together. It really is magic. There's a CNN piece, PSA, they're running that's anti-human, that says that, you know, Mother Nature could destroy us at any time. That's a nice cliche. I've starved species greater than you, is the quote. We are of the earth, God's creation. And yes, humans have hurt things on the planet, but these PSAs only target humans and demonize humans as a problem, not some of the bad things we're doing, like GMO. It's just humans are bad, period, so government can devalue us. That's all that's happening is the devaluing of human life. And if we devalue human life, we devalue everything. Because humans are clearly the greatest expression of God's mind on this planet. This planet is God's artwork. Nature doesn't need people. People need nature. We are nature. I was flipping around through a magazine. Mother Jones, there had a eugenics ad in it, and I meant to take it, ask permission at the haircutting place I was at. I meant to ask permission. I was also on the cover. It was the police state issue. The federalization of police, which I think it was military cops, was the headline. It had a demonization of me and Rand Paul on the cover. And I was going to ask for it, but forgot to. It had a eugenics ad in it. Maybe we can go out and find that magazine. I think it's a current issue. I think it's Warrior Cops is the headline. I'm already digressing. There's just so much information. I go down rabbit trails. We're going to be playing that PSA. We're going to get into the economy. Only 44% of U.S. adults are employed for 30 or more hours a week. Chinese rating agency warns coming crisis is worse than 2008. Blames U.S. printing press, but they're accelerating their printing press. New alarm bells over household debate as Canada faces downward spiral. That's out of the Globe and Mail. Gallup CEO says number of full-time jobs at percent of population is slowest it's ever been. Is worried he'll get fired or gone after by the government for admitting that because there's a cover-up. Is Russia planning a gold-based currency? That's just some of the news on the economy. Let's play that clip I just mentioned of Gallup poll CEO Jim Clifton fears he will suddenly disappear for exposing unemployment rates. See, because they've been ordered, you cover up, we're going into a depression. Here's the clip.
I don't think that the government is misleading us at all.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the number that comes out of BLS and the Department of Labor is very, very accurate. I need to make that very, very clear so I don't suddenly disappear. I need to make it home tonight.
Let's
stop right there. You can read the full transcript. He looks crazy when he's saying this because it's like Gibbs saying, I lied to you. There is a drone program, but you already know that. It's crazy. It's Wizard of Oz. Because it's just everyone's gut doesn't want to go with this. Just lying about everything. That's why all these reporters go, just out of the blue, yeah, I lied forever. I'd be fired. I'm sorry. And then the system, you know, to be clear, these numbers we're getting are very, very accurate. So I don't disappear tonight. I mean, all the top experts are on record. The numbers are totally phony across the board, just like Brian Williams is a phony, and Tom Brokaw's a phony, and Rachel Maddow's a phony. They're all a pack of lying trash scum.
GCNLive.com today.
Criminals preying on the American people. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com.
wrong. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2.
Thank
Super
you.
Male Vitality and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.